Radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the Prime Minister is promising a major overhaul of the UK's armed forces to defend against a new era of threat. Sir Keir Starmer has set out his strategy, including plans to build up to 12 new attack submarines. But Sir Keir refused to put a date on increasing defence spending to 3% of GDP. Speaking in Glasgow, he said he wouldn't put arbitrary dates on that ambition.
When we won the general election in 2024 last year, we said we'd do 2.5% within this parliament. As the circumstances dictated, we then brought that forward to 2027. So you can see the way I work, which is being clarity about what we want to achieve, putting in the date when we know exactly how we can achieve it. The same with the 3%.
Officials from Russia and Ukraine are gathering in Turkey for a second round of direct peace talks. The meeting is taking place a day after Kyiv's large-scale attack on Russian air bases. Eight people are being treated for injuries after a man with a makeshift flamethrower targeted an event in Colorado. It happened as a group took part in a solidarity walk for hostages held in Gaza. It's being treated as an act of terrorism. A suspect has been arrested. Hospitality leaders have warned that a third of businesses are now operating at a loss. Groups have blamed recent changes to employment taxes and business rate hikes. Ministers say they've had to make tough choices and recognise the importance of the sector. And the digital bank Monzo has reported a sharp rise in annual profits as it attracted new customers to its subscription plans. It made a pre-tax profit of £60 million for the year to the end of March, up from £14 million a year earlier. A look at the weather. Dry with sunny spells for most, some isolated showers lingering in the north and in the east. Highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, I'm Ali Jones. Welcome to Monday morning here on Classic FM. Super to be with you. Starting the week just right.
Classic FM. Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Beautiful piece that, isn't it? It's called The Blue Mountains. It's by Sally Greenaway, Australian composer, actually. She composes lots of music inspired by her native countryside. And why wouldn't you? Blue Mountains to be found in New South Wales. The Royal College of Music, as I say, performing that one. Before it, Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21, Maurizio Pollini, and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra with the second movement. Ian is listening, currently driving from Lanark to Brixton. Wow, that's a long drive. Been a hard, hard couple of weeks, he says. Can't wait to get home to watch old episodes of Knight Rider. love your style, Ian. I'll shortly have the first track from my brand new Classic FM album of the week. It's a real joy. Don't miss that. First, let's head all the way back to 1981 and the Raiders March from John Williams' score to Indiana Jones. Bet this sounds great in Ian's van. Thank you. I know I say it every time I play it, but it always reminds me of my son when he used to say, I was Indialet Jones. Brilliant. The Raiders March. John Williams music, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Right then, time for the first track from my Classic FM album of the week. It's the new release from clarinetist Andreas Ottensamer called Romanza. On the album, he pairs up with his long-term chamber padre, José Gallardo, in a programme of romantic, songful works for clarinet and piano. It's really, really lovely. Together, the duo perform works by Brahms, Debussy, Gershwin, Poulenc, Rachmaninoff, Nina Rota too. Some were written expressly for clarinet and piano. Others are transcriptions, several of them actually, realised by Ottensamer himself. Let's hear this lovely, lovely version of Rachmaninoff's Vocalise.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Ravel's Pavane, the Lyon National Opera Orchestra, Leonard Slatkin conducting. Before it, the Vocalese by Rachmaninoff, Andreas Ottensamer, the clarinetist, with Jose Galhardo. And that's a track from my Classic FM album of the week. I'll have another one for you tomorrow morning at this time. I told you it was lovely, didn't I? Good morning. This is Classic FM in for Zander this week at this time. Hope you're enjoying the stunning music on offer and that your working week is going well. You're in the right place, at least. Classic FM. Alison Balsam, the German Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra of Bremen with Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat. Morning to Sarah and Lisa in Hackney. Lovely to spend another week with you, they say. Lovely to spend another week with you too. The weather's glorious where we are. The roses are looking lovely. Well, I'm glad that everything is rosy. Have you smelt the lavender, though? Yes, Nigel Hess's score from that movie on the way and the opening of Bach's Magnificat. And here's a cheeky little idea for tomorrow's breakfast.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Polls, tax rises, the EU, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, making those early starts and busy mornings so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Music there of Edvard Grieg, Out Towards the Sea, that piece is called. It was performed by the Norwegian Radio Orchestra. Ari Razalainen conducting. It's Classic FM. Good morning.
Classic FM.
Daniel Barenboim with the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 14, The Moonlight. Before it, it was the main theme from Ladies in Lavender, Nigel Hess's terrific melody. Nicola Benedetti, alongside the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, the conductor, Kirill Karabits. 8 minutes to 12, Emily's revising with half an eye out in the garden, wishing time away. I remember those feelings. She says, thanks for the music. My pleasure, Emily. Thanks for having me with you for your revision. Glad the music's helping, even the presenter can't. Tim is on the road to King's Lynn, stuck in traffic. That Beethoven calmed me down a treat, he says. Good old Beethoven saving the day. Well, coming up to midday here on Classic FM, so time for a little Bach. And what I have lined up is just super. It came about when Bach went to see his boy, who was employed by Frederick the Great. And something obviously inspired him. Maybe it was the trip to Nando's. The Magnificat from Bach's Magnificat, indeed, an Eden consort with John Butt. News and weather next with Dom, then we'll begin the next hour with a gentle meditation by Massenet, and we'll enjoy Rimsky-Korsakov's lively and brilliant Capriccio Espagnol. All to come here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at viking.com.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. in this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently.
Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Get your own UK-based account manager, a beekeeper, for support with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, Sir Keir Starmer says Britain is moving to war-fighting readiness to deliver peace through strength. He's been setting out details of the UK's new strategic defence review. It includes spending £15 billion on modernising Britain's nuclear weapons as well as building new attack submarines. But speaking in Glasgow, Sir Keir refused to put a date on increasing defence spending to 3% of GDP.
That is what we want to achieve because of the different world that we live in, but I'm not going to put arbitrary dates on that percentage. We will do that, as we did with 2.5, in a work-through way to deliver the capability that we need under this review.
Separately, Sir Keir says ministers have a duty to ensure no one is crossing the English Channel in small boats. He's defended efforts to deter migrant crossings. It's after more than 1,000 people made the journey on Saturday. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are in Turkey for a second round of peace talks. They'll sit down this afternoon, a day after Kyiv destroyed more than 40 Russian military aircrafts in drone attacks. A 20-year-old who caused a huge pile-up of police cars has been sentenced to 14 months in a young offenders unit. Mazhar Azabonyad, who was on a first date at the time, sped away from officers and crashed on the A1 near Newcastle in April. Seven officers were injured and five police cars were damaged. Supermarkets could be forced to tell their customers about so-called shrinkflation. The Liberal Democrats want government legislation to be amended so shoppers are told when products get smaller but the price stays the same. Ministers say they're committed to making sure retailers' pricing is clear. And Vodafone and Three have officially merged to become the UK's biggest mobile phone network. They've joined up in a deal worth £15 billion. Vodafone